Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
One of my favorites in my life was a man I served with on pastoral staff. He was an amazing life teacher, an older pastor. Now that I'm getting older, I'm not sure I should say that. He eventually became my friend, and his energy never seemed to fail him, and he was like hilarious. One of the things that he often said was, and really pay attention to this, the average adult expends a lot of energy by making excuses rather than actually doing what needs to be done. Oh, Joshua, how many times have we made excuses?
Many times.
And I can still hear him say, oh, for crying out loud, grow up and just do it. I just loved his bold spark. And then he would say right away, he'd say, I have earned the right to make this statement to whiners. And he had. He just made it clear that we did not have to do everything. But what he did say is you need to know what is yours to do.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that he worked up until just a few days before his death when he was 90-something. And you know what was cool was he did what he had been assigned to do. And to the very end, he continued to teach because he did what he said to do. So it's really important that we understand that life is fulfilled. It's at its maximum when we intentionally and purposefully lean into our why of living each day.
I love that because it's not about our circumstances or our age or anything else. It's what we're assigned to do, what matters. And if we understand that we have a why, it doesn't mean at the same time that life will be easy. But for us to know that God will make a way through, that God will never leave us alone, and that God will give us power. And that was really my friend's point, was that you can do this. Just do what you're supposed to do, and it will make a huge difference.
So do what you are assigned to do. It's your legacy. It's your message of life. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit us at tablethink.com for more content.